A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Hwan. Replay from Money FM 89.3.
The year has started for like, what, 23 days now?
23.
Couldn't count this morning. I was hoping it was 25. But yeah, 23 days now. And a lot of people are wondering, with the start of 2019, what do CEOs think about the outlook for 2019? We know a whole bunch of them. Some of the biggest names are, of course, at Davos this week for the World Economic Forum.
Right. And ahead of the summit, Citibank ran a survey to find out what Singapore CEOs have on their business agenda this year. And time to find out from our guest.
Chan San San, Head of Wealth Management and Segments, Citibank Singapore. Good morning, San San.
Good morning. Very nice to be here.
You're not at Davos.
No.
Okay, so we asked a guest this earlier on. $37,000 for the lowest tier ticket and what, something like $800,000 for the highest tier. Do you think for that kind of networking that you would be exposed to, is it worth it in your personal opinion?
Of course, I think it's great to be able to rub shoulders with the big honchos out there and see what they're thinking about.
Plus a natural cool climate is better than aircon cool. Okay, so your global CEO, Michael Corbat, is busy there. He's already said, quote, "We see the biggest risk in the global economy as one of talking ourselves into a recession." Wow. What are your thoughts on that? And personally, what's your outlook for 2019?
Political risk this year is likely to factor very importantly, given the ongoing US-China trade tensions, European political uncertainty, as well as the Brexit transition deal. Right, however, when we look at the global economic growth, it still looks like it's resilient. As Citi analysts are forecasting 2019 GDP growth to be 3%, with inflation to likely remain steady at 2.4%. In Citi's bear market checklist as well, there are only about 3.5 out of the 18 signals that are flashing red, as compared to 17.5 versus out of 18 in year 2000, as well as 13 out of 18 in year 2007. So given the supportive global growth, very strong corporate earnings that we have seen, as well as a subdued inflation, we do think the equity as well as the bond markets are still expected to deliver positive returns. But we do obviously see higher uncertainty from political risk, which may dampen returns.
Okay, well, I took away from that 3.5 out of the 18 signals flashing red. That's got to be good.
Sounds good and better than that. Was it 2,000 you said? Now, talking about this most recent survey as well, how do the top executives in Singapore feel about the year ahead, San San?
Yeah, overall, most respondents were feeling that the consumption trend as well as employment market in Singapore will remain unchanged in 2019, while the global political stability as well as the international trade situation may worsen. Now, 63% of the respondents do expect the investment environment to be less stable as a whole, and hence the readiness to invest is somewhat affected for most respondents. For 15% of those who are not impacted or affected, they are taking a longer-term view investing while citing as the key reason for not being, you know, affected. Equities and real estate as well as bonds are the key asset classes that the respondents are interested in investing in, and the key investment themes being emerging markets, Internet of Things, as well as robotics. The hot business sectors in 2019 include artificial intelligence, fintech, as well as health. So overall, we are also seeing Southeast Asia as topping the list of markets being the best opportunities of growth as well as investment in 2019, with 53% of the respondents choosing this region.
This morning, we're speaking with Chan San San, Head of Wealth Management and Segments, Citibank Singapore. Our topic is what CEOs are thinking of the markets in 2019, and what better way than to dissect a survey that was done. In fact, from global sense, and I'd like to turn the attention to ASEAN. Now, according to one of the key findings in the survey was that ASEAN topped the list of markets for growth and investment opportunities. I'd like to ask, how can investors in Singapore leverage on this, let's call it a bright spot?
So the supply chain reconfiguration from the trade war provides a structural cushion for ASEAN countries such as Thailand, Malaysia, Vietnam, which may be favorite destinations for companies that are seeking to relocate supply chains from China to avoid the US tariffs. Having said that, China's city's longer-term conviction lies with emerging Asia as a whole, because the powerful economic transformation of emerging market Asian countries have a lot further to go. But investors generally remain underexposed to this region's attractive growth potential. The combination of the demographic change, urbanization, and technological progress could create opportunities for a wide variety for Asian as well as other consumer businesses. The regional middle class consumer spending are now expected to double from 12 trillion to between now as well as 2030. There are three likely beneficiaries of this rising regional incomes, and that include makers of a wide variety of branded goods, including personal electronics, alcohol beverages, sportswear, cosmetics, etc. Demand for healthcare treatment, as well as for financial products, such as insurance as well as pensions, they are all expected to set to increase.
Oh, that's pretty interesting.
And from the survey findings as well, it seems that over 70% of those CEOs that were surveyed have set their wealth goals in the last 12 months. So for those who haven't started, a reminder, we're already 23 days into the new year. San, what tips can you give that group of listeners in terms of getting them moving with their wealth goals and plans?
Yeah, financial goal setting remains one of the key pillars in one's wealth planning journey, clearly. And it's increasingly convenient to do so thanks to the digital tools that are at our disposal today, which can be combined very effectively with sound advice from the financial professionals. So for our clients, they can use our City Goals Total Wealth Advisor to set goals with their relationship managers, monitor, as well as manage their portfolio all in one place. Investors are also highly encouraged to seek advice from financial professionals more frequently this year, especially given the volatility, so that they can remain nimble in this environment. In times of volatility, a well-diversified, high-quality portfolio can help to provide some buffer for our customers. And at City Gold, our clients have got access to the City Gold Diversification Index, which allows customers to have a greater insight to diversification level of their portfolio. At the same time, our in-house portfolio risk evaluator too, our customers are able to review their portfolio's resistance as well as performance by running through a stress test of simulated significant market events and comparing that to our model portfolios.
A lot of well-researched tips there from our guest this morning, Chan San San, Head of Wealth Management and Segments at Citibank Singapore. Certainly hope all of this has been useful to you. We are trying to sort of dissect what CEOs, what top executive CEOs they think of 2019. San San, I bet, based on the people that you've spoken to, a lot of them can't wait for April to come soon enough. You know why? Because by then we'll be done with this Brexit thing. Brexit, trade uncertainties. What's your advice to investors out there? I mean, should they be holding back, or, well, do you see opportunities still?
City analysts suspect that the global markets have entered what we call a phase three out of phase four of the credit or equity clock, which was done in February last year. So our analysts believe that a 10-year bull market is not over yet, as the global GDP is still projected to grow 3.1% in 2019. And we are also expecting corporate earnings to remain strong. However, the political risk do remain likely to remain a factor given the trade tensions, the European political uncertainty, as well as the Brexit transition deal. So this is what we call a very classic late cycle bull market, where volatility tends to be higher. So we talked about the bear market checklist just now, when we talked about the out of the 18 factors, only 3.5 factors are flashing red. So if I just take a quick look at across the markets out there, for the US equities, we are still maintaining our neutral stance because the economic resources such as the quantitative easing, central bank purchases as well as net cuts, tax cuts that drove the US recovery in the past decade are no longer there to drive a second recovery in 2019. And we are maintaining focus in terms of the income producing equity as well as fixed asset income in assets, raising the portfolio quality for our customers until a new expansion is in sight. Our longer term conviction lies in emerging Asia. In 2019, we expect a large, the sharp underperformance in 2018 to reverse, at least partially. Underpinning this growth is really the likelihood of ongoing Asian growth accompanied by contained inflation, easing financial conditions as moderating US growth limits the extent of US rate rises. The US dollar strength together with the significant easing as well as China in China are helping to offset some of the drag from the trade tensions.
So still opportunities there, geopolitics not going away anytime soon, and look out for emerging Asia.
Yes,
that's
right.
Pretty great. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Chan San San, Head of Wealth Management and Segments, Citibank Singapore. You have a great week ahead.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.